If somebody eats a nevela on Yom Kippur, the locher is potter. He's potter from achilas Yom Kippur. Why? Is it Rashi Yechel nevela Yom Kippur Yom Kippur Mshogig? You forgot today was Yom Kippur and you ate a nevela. You're potter the Rashi Nichatis from being an achatis for eating on Yom Kippur. Yenisa Yom Kippurim Chala Lissa Nevela. Because since the behemoth was first in nevela, so even before Yom Kippur, it was also to eat this piece of meat. Now that it came Yom Kippur, the Issa Yom Kippur is not chal upon this meat. Therefore, you do not have to bring a korban. Rashi v'im boi b'yom nisnablo, but let's say it became a nevela on Yom Kippur itself. Afilu hochi hoisa sura kredi yom kippurim mishum eva menachai. Still, it's considered the piece of meat was also to eat mishum eva menachai. In other words, kol zaman you do not make a shchita, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat, either eva menachai, or else if it dies, it's a nevela. Therefore, it's considered this piece of meat was also before Yom Kippur. Therefore, when Yom Kippur comes, according to Reb Shimon, it's not chal the Easter upon the meat. And if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring the chatis for the avera of Yom Kippur. Ravina says another teretz. Now, filu tema rabbonim. Even if you want to say this first price, it goes according to rabbonim, that avada we say Issa is chal on the Easter. Therefore, this tevel, now when you make it into a dough and it becomes chometz, avada would be also teat, mishum chometz also. No, mishi suri mishum ba teich chometz bilvad. The pshat from the drush before was, the pasuk says, loisaychol olav chometz, means what type of a dough, are you yoytzi, mitzvah matzah, only such a dough, that the only thing that could go wrong with this dough is, that it could become chometz. That would be the only yisra upon it. Mashen can hear, yotzu zem, shen yisuri mishum ba teich chometz bilvad, but there are two Yisurim on this dough. First of all, it's Tevel, and then also it's Chometz. So when you have two Yisurim on it, there's such a dough, you cannot be Yitzah Nitzvah's Matzah. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Le'Seichel Olav Chometz, Shivas Yom Teichel Olav Matzah, which type of a dough could you be Yitzah Nitzvah's Matzah? Only such a dough that the only thing could go wrong with it is that it becomes Chometz. But here that there's Tevel involved also, you're not Yitzah Nitzvah's Matzah. Fret the Gemara, Midi Bovad Ksiv, is this true? Does it say in the Pasuk Bovad? So Drashi Kroa Mashmo, the Chol Mish Issa Chometz Noyig Boi, Ata Yoitza Boi Mishum Atza, the Pasuk is Mashmo No, Loi Seichel Olav Chometz, as long as there is an Issa Chometz upon this, even though it has other Yisurim, so what do you could be Yoitza Mitzvah Smatza? So the Morello Machvata Kedav Shesh, it's where we have to answer like Rav Shesh said, that this goes according to Reb Shimon, that holds Ein Issa Chalal Isurim, therefore the Issa Chometz is not Chal on Tevel. Therefore, that's one reason why you would not be Yitzah Mitzvahs Matzah with Tevel. Here, the Gemara Vayta. Tana Rabbonin. Yochol Yitzah Yodim. Yidei Chavosei B'maisei Sheinei B'Yushalayim. I would think that a person could be Yitzah Mitzvahs Matzah with such a dough, which comes from Maisei Sheinei, as long as you're eating it in Yerushalayim, because that's the locha. You're allowed to eat Maisei Sheinei in Yerushalayim. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and you could eat it there. So for if this dough is Maisei Sheinei, what's wrong if you're eating it now in Yerushalayim? Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini. What does that mean? Ma Shenecho B'yaninus. Something that you're allowed to eat even when you're an Oini. This goes out, Maisei Sheinei, Sheinei Necho B'yaninus. Ela B'simcha. You're not allowed to eat Maisei Sheinei when somebody was maced and you have to sit Shiva for him. So before the Kfuri called an Oini, an Oini means one of his Kroivim died. Before they buried him, is called an Oini. Now, an oinein is not allowed to eat the Maisei Sheinei. So, therefore, the Pasuk says, Lechem Oini, what type of a dough could be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah? Such a dough that you could eat even when you're an oinein. Mashenki Maisei Sheinei can eat then, she not Yotze Mitzvah Matzah with Maisei Sheinei. Trashi Mishinecho Baninis, Shemuta Loichlo Kishu Oinein. Even when you're an oinein, you're allowed to eat it. Dorish Pei Lechem Oini, O Maisei Sheinei Einenecho Baninis, Tichtiv Lo Yachalta Bioinim Mimeni. So, you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, you're not Yoitza Matzah with Maisei Sheinei. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is the way Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns Pshat. Rabbi Akiva Waimeno, Matzah is Matzah's Ribu. The Pasuk says Matzah, which is a Ribu, Mashmah, any type of a Matzah, even Maisei Sheinei also. Him came, if so, Matam Loim Lechem Oini. Why does the Pasuk say Lechem Oini? What's special about Lechem Oini? And the Gemara means, Pratli Isa, Shenilusha B'yayin V'shemen U'dvash. That there's a special meat that if you have your dough that you were nilish, you made it not with water, but you made it with yain, with shemen udvash, you puzzle. It's no good for matzah. Why? Because that's called matzah shiram. It's not called matzah oni. So this type of a dough, you're not yoitza because it's not roi, because it's not matzah oini. Instead, it's matzah ashira. Yes, Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Kiva. What's pshat in Rabbi Kiva? So the mix of lechem oini, as I say, with a vav oini, tamash like lashon oinein, oniksiv, poor. So as long as the bread is like poor man's bread, or if you don't have any yain shem and drash inside it, you could be yoitza mitzvah matzah, even though it's made from ma'aseh sheni. That you're not allowed to eat when you're an oni. So what? The pasuk doesn't say with a vov. The pasuk just sounds like an oni, as long as it doesn't have yain shem l'dvash inside it. I think before Shem Yisakashia, before Luchur, we said the reason why you're not yoitza matzah with mei peris is because mei peris are machnitzim. Mei peris don't make chametz, and we know you can only be yoitza matzah with such type of a dough that could come with a chametz. So someone, so the kashia is why does Rabbi Kiva have to have a new pasuk lechem oni for him? Kshiti not yoitza. It's not boiling the chametz. So someone in, so here we're talking about even if you have some water inside it. If you put some water inside the dough and now you add yayin shem and advash, then this dough would become chametz. But the reason why you're not yotze is because it's called matzah shira, it's not called lechem oini. So the more of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ni karinan oni, do we read it oni? Oini karinan. Since we read it that way, therefore it means lashon oinein, that you have to be able to eat it even when you have a mace in front of you. Rabbi Kiva answers, "Hi, the Karina by Oini. You know why we call it Oini? Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says. The Yomar Shmuel, Lechem Oini means Lechem Sheoinen in all of Dvorim Harbi. The matzah is like the symbol of the Seder Pesach by night that we say the whole Agoda on top of the matzah. The Rashi says Sheoinen in all of Dvorim, Shegoyim all of Es Halel, Veyomim all of Hagoda. We say the Hagoda and the Halel on the matzah." So the matzah is the symbol of the night that we say oinim olos dvorim harbi. That's why it's called lechem oini. So the Gemara, v'sava Rabbi Akiva, is the truth that Rabbi Akiva holds, isa do sheni lusha b'yayin v'shem on the dvash loi, that you're not yoitza mitzvah matzah with such dough that has yayin, wine, or oil, or honey inside it. For Tanya we learned, ein loshin isa b'pesach, you're not allowed to make dough on Pesach. V'yayin v'shem l'dvash, with wine, honey, or oil. V'yim losh, let's say you did make the dough with these things. Rabbi Gamliel laimet yisarif miyad. Gamliel says you have to burn it right away. It is a chshash, maybe became chometz, you have to burn it right away. V'chomim say, yoichal, you're allowed to eat it. V'yomer Rabbi Kiva himself said, shafti yisi eitzo Rabbi Lezer, I was once spending Shabbos by Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, v'lashti lehem isa, b'yayin b'shem, or could be b'yomtiv, v'lash tulehem isa b'yayin b'shem l'dvash, and I made for them a dough that had inside it wine and shem and dvash, v'lo yom roli dover, they didn't tell me anything. So, here you see, you're allowed to eat this type of a dough, this type of a matzah. So the Gemara says then, v'yafo pi shein loshin, mekantfin boy. Even though you're not supposed to make loshin, you're not supposed to knead it, of a mekantfin boy, you're allowed a sprinkle on top of it. So Marosla Tanakama. This comes out good according to Tanakama. Yeah. In other words, according to Tanakama, that you're not allowed to eat it. If you kneaded it with it, but here we're talking about you kneaded the dough just with water. Then the constant lady you put on top of it some oil, that's all right. Such a type of a dough that you're allowed to lash, you're allowed to knead it to make the whole dough with the yayin shem l'dvash. You're allowed to mekatfin, you're allowed to put on top of the dough, yayin shem l'dvash. Abaviyashain loshin boy, like on Pesach, you're not allowed to be losh, you're not allowed to make your dough with yayin shem l'dvash. He's alocha ain mekatfin boy. You're not allowed to shmir on top of it either. Vishovin, but everybody is moida, shain loshin es isa v'poishrin. This everybody holds. You're not allowed to make the dough for matzah with poishrin with lukewarm water. Because lukewarm water, for sure, makes it become chametz very fast. So our core point of the kashi here is that here Rabbi Kiva made the dough and he put inside it yayin shem and udvash and they didn't say anything to him. Mashmi yulada biyotzi dechoyvis matzah. And before Rabbi Kiva dashed into the postak lechemoni that you're not allowed to biyotzi matzah that has yayin shem and udvash inside it. And the Gemara poshet lekashi, there's no stira. Ho biyomtiv rishon, ho biyomtiv sheni. And echonami, for yomtiv rishon, for leil pesach, he can't biyotzi mitzvah matzah with yayin shem l'dvash. It's called lechem ashira. Mashenke, in the rest of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, as long as it's not chomesh, you'll not eat it. K'diyom aluhu Rabbi Yeshua levenei, like Yeshua told his son, Yoy makama, the first day, lo'etolu sheli b'chalba. The first day for Pesach, don't make the matzah with milk inside it. Mikan v'yelech, the rest of the days of Pesach, though, lushli b'cholba. Then you can make me matzah that has milk inside it. Fret the Gemara, is that true? V'atani, we're going to the Braisa. Ein loshen es isa b'cholov. You're not allowed to make dough, milchix, with milk inside it. V'yim losh, if a person does need the dough with milk, the locher is kol ha-pas asura. You're not allowed to eat such bread. With neher galaveira, because we have to be afraid, since bread, you usually eat with fleshix also. So if you have a milchix, a piece of bread, we're afraid you'll eat it with milchix. The same thing the opposite way. If you have a fleshix of bread, you're not allowed to eat it because it's a gzerim, maybe you'll eat it with milchix. Elohochi kome, but this is what he meant to say. Yoy mekama, the first day of Pesach, loy tolushali bedusha. No, it's matzah for the first night. Don't make it with honey. Because I need lechem oni to be yetzvi mitzvah matzah. Mikan v'yelech, but the rest of the days of Pesach, lushali bedusha. If you want to, you can make the matzah even with honey. Because the rest of the days, you don't have to be into the mitzvah matzah, as long as it's not chometz, all right? So that's the pshat. You're allowed to put yain shem l'dvash in the matzah, as long as you're not using this matzah to be yetzah the mitzvah the first night of Pesach. The boy is saying another teretz says the yelom b'chalba. He told him to put in taken milk. And could the yom ravina kein tura shori hokinami kein tura. If you make a bread that looks in a special shape that you know clearly this is a milch of the kapista bread, that's mutter to make. Because then we're not afraid you come through it with fleshiks. So if you make a special shape, a special size, then you can even make a milchiks. So let's see Rashi before. Rashi learns that this din of ein loshen es isa. So Rashi shall matzais b'yayim Hashem l'dvash b'vnei shekroivim on the heres l'hachnis. In the Tanakhama first heard, you hold, you can't make any dough on Pesach with honey or with yayim shemen because it makes the dough become chametz very fast. A person can't watch it. Therefore, if you did do it, you have to burn it right away because we're afraid maybe it became chametz. Because Rashi you can't burn it. So Rashi Bavon is the shayla. I before we said that may peris ain't machmitzin. So how do you say here you have to burn it became chametz? Before we said may chametz doesn't make it, may peris doesn't make it chametz. So Rashi answers Lakasha. Hach diu ein chayovin al chimutze korus kama. That before that we said may peris doesn't make it chametz just means it doesn't make it chametz gomer. There's no chiyuv korus. So heavy chametz gomer. Elo chometz nukshe v'baris chometz nukshe kleimer ra. V'yoyisachim etzein memar el hachmetz v'yesh l'shoimim. Such a chometz becomes very fast and you can't watch it. Therefore, you're not allowed to make such a dough on Pesach. This is the way Rashi answered the Shaila. We spoke about other Mefarshim answered. Here we're talking about you have some water inside it. With water, then the May Paris is machmetz very fast. Before we're talking about May Paris by itself, that's not machmetz at all. Right? The Rashi says, the chom maimim teichel. So the star with the chum hold, you could watch it. Even though you make the dough with shemen, yayin, or dvash, it doesn't have to become chomet so fast. Rashi shaft you, yisim in shvisosi hoisa regal Pesach. Echot eitzel Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. Reb Akiva once spent the Pesach by Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. And there he made the dough with the yayin, shemen, or dvash, and they didn't say anything. So Teretz is poshit. That for the first night to be yitzel mitzvah chayva, you need lechem oini, you won't be yitzel with matzah that has yayin shem and udvash. But the rest of the Pesach, he you could eat it, because it doesn't become chametz. It doesn't become chametz so fast, you could watch it. So more about the vishavin, shein loshen es isa v'poishvin. Everybody holds though you can't make the dough with lukewarm water. You dafka have to use nice cold water. That's the way the maisa we do when we make the matzah. We make sure the water is mayim shalanu, that's nice and cold water, not lukewarm water. But the more maishna memnochas, why is matzah different than alochas of a mincha? It's not, we learn, kol ha-menochas nilushes v'poishrin. All the menochas, even though they're not supposed to be chometz, they have to only be matzah, still you are allowed to knead the dough with poishrin, with lukewarm water. And umishtamrim shleyach mitzah, but you have to watch it, that doesn't come chometz. And if it's more a poshid, yomru bizrizin, yomru b'shem's reason. If it was said in the base of Midish, when the kahanim, azoras, watch it very carefully, there they make sure it doesn't come chometz. So even though it's lukewarm water, they watch it very carefully. Mashenke matzah, anybody makes matzah, there the Rabbanim were afraid, maybe you'll become chometz, so you shouldn't use lukewarm water. For tomorrow, Yehoch, if that's so, milsas nami lisisa, why can't you like soak the wheat in water first? Alom omar abzeru omar rababar yimya, omar shmuel, chitin shom menochis. The chitim, the wheat that you use to make menochis with, ain't loisis in oisa. You're not allowed to soak them first in water. The question is, why not?
What are you afraid? You'll soak them, they'll become a little bit chametz. But let the Kohanim do it. They'll be very zoros. They'll soak it very fast and clean it off very fast. And it won't come with a chametz. And for the Gemara, Lisha bezrizanisa. Lisha b'shash you mix the water or the oil inside the flour by menachah. There's no shayla of chametz because the Kohanim do that. But lesisa, to clean out the wheat that you do before you bring it to the base of Migdash, that anybody does it, they will take afraid, maybe you'll come with a chimitz. For the Gemara, for Lisha, Meisa, this reason, is it true that Lisha, that means, Rashi says, Kagurin, Minchas Machavas, or Macheshes, or Minchas Mapataner, Shreifenois, or Tchila Esther Chalis. First they bake it into 10 Chalis. Viachakach, Poises, and Oison. And then they chop it up into pieces. And then they pour the shemen inside it. But these menachos were baked before they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. So the kasher, such a lisha, wasn't done in the Beis HaMikdash with the Kohanim. That's the most kasher now. For the Gemara of a lisha, meyisa b'zrizin, is it true that the lisha has to be done with the Kohanim? V'aksir, the Pasuk says, v'yotzek oleh ha-shemen, v'yheviyo, el ha-koyin. So we dash in mikamitza v'yelech mitzvah skuna. Only when the koyin makes the kamitza, that means after we already chopped up the bread that was baked already, and now the Kohanim takes a handful of it, that's need a koyin. Mashenken, the Yitzika and the Belila is being mixed up, and the Vadi here making the dough before him can be done by anybody. And the Gemara now, Lisha Nami, Lisha, the Teretz is, Nehi, the Bezrizen Leisa, and Echnami does need a coin to do it. Anybody could do it, even his arm, or the Bemokam's reason is some. Hakoponim, it's done in the base of Midish in the Mokam's reason. Since it's done in the base of Midish, therefore we're not afraid by the Mokas or come with the Chimuts. Therefore, there it's mutter to make to use Peshrin. The Yom Amar, Belila Ksheri Bazar. Belila, to mix it up, is Kosher Bazar. Chutz Lechayim it's Azorah Psula. But Hakoponim, if it's done, Chutz from the Azorah, it's like Apostle. Therefore, since it's done in the base of Midish, the Mokam's reason, therefore we're not afraid even with Peshrin, it's Kosher. La fuke lesisa, mashenken lesisa, that's washing off the chitin themselves, the ain of his reason, for Leib Mokim's reason. That does not have to be done even in the base of Migdash. That you could do before you bring it all together. So there we're afraid maybe a regular person would do it, that's not Zorah, it's not Nizram, and they'll come with their chimuts. Therefore that we don't let. For the Gemara, Maishinami Minchas Oimer, why is it different than Minchas Oimer? The Tanya we learned, Minchas Oimer loises in loisa. By the Minchas Oimer, they did make lesisa. First, used to clean off the wheat first. Yes, this is the kasha. Why is Minchas Oimer different? That there, they did make a lesisa. They used to wash it off first. And then used to squeeze out the juice of it. And for the Gemara, it's Sibur Shani. Hey, the Minchas Oimer, that was a korban sibur. Like Rashi says, Sibur Shani, Minchas Oimer korban siburhi. The cholasokin shalom nasa napi bezdin. Everything was done napi bezdin. See Rosa, the cutting down of it, v'hivuv shalom, l'sisa, kerba bezdin, or v'zrizin hu. That's a teretz. So therefore, such a minchas oimer, which was done v'zrizim, but by v'tzibur, there were not afraid to come with the chimitz. But other menachos, a regular zar, can make l'sisa, there were afraid maybe would come with the chimitz. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Lamed Vov again. Lamed Vov, Amar Aleph, the bottom, there are two dots. Start again. V'shovin shein loshin es isa v'poishrin. When you make the dough to make the matzah, you're not supposed to use, a poishrin means lukewarm water. The water is only supposed to be cold water. But you're not supposed to put like lukewarm water, a little hot water inside the dough. Why? Because we're afraid it'll become chametz too fast, and you won't be able to catch it. You won't bake it fast enough. You let the dough like rise and become chametz. For the Gemara, Maishnam in Menachos, why is chametz different than halachas of a mincha in the Beis Hamikdash? The Tanan, it was learned by the Beis Hamikdash that kol ha-menachos, all the menachos, niloshes b'poishrin. You are allowed to knead the dough with lukewarm water, even though the mincha is not allowed to be chametz. It has to only be like matzah. Still, we see you're allowed to use lukewarm water. And they used to watch it that it did not become chametz. So how come matzah also do the same thing? Put lukewarm water in the flour, just watch it, bake it fast, it shouldn't become chametz. And to Gemara Poshet, Im Omru Bizrizim, Yomru Bishain's reason, if it was said by a mincha mitzvah in the base of Migdash, who does the menachos? The Kohanim. A Kohen is Zoris, he knows the halachas very carefully, so he'll be careful to bake it right away. But Shein came, B'Shein is reason, matzah, anybody can make matzah. So they were afraid people won't know to watch it so fast, but rather they'll go ahead and wait a while and it become chometz. For the Gemara Yehochi, that's pshat that mincha is different, because it's done by the Kohanim, milsas namil losses. How come the locher is, why can't you like clean off the kernels before you make the mincha? Milsas namil losses means, Rashi says, wash off the kernels of wheat, and then like chop them off to make them fine, make them clean. Aloma Omer Rav Zera, how come Rav Zera said, Omer Rabba Bar Yimi Omer Shmuel, chitim shom menochis, the chitim, the wheat, that they used to use to make the mincha from, ein loises in oisa, you're not allowed to first clean it off in water and then like chop it down, because we're afraid maybe it'll become chometz. And the locher is most of the menochis are not allowed to be chometz. So you see, even by mincha we're afraid maybe it'll become chometz, we don't let you wash it off first. Why not? Why is that different from the lisha? The actual kneading the dough, we say in the mincha, you are allowed to use poishrim, lukewarm water. So how come here we're not matthew to make a lisisa? That's more a portion. Lisha is reason isa. Lisha, who makes the lisha? Who needs the dough? The kahanim. That's the havamina. So they watch it very carefully. It shouldn't become chametz. But lisisa, if we'd want to clean off the wheat, the zar, where any yisrael that brings the wheat, they would clean it off before they even bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, leisav is reason. Therefore, since the cleaning would not be done by the kahanim, we don't let the wheat that's brought for the mincha be cleaned off beforehand, because we're afraid then it will become chametz. For the Gemara though, v'lisha me'yisav is reason. Is it true? You're saying the chilek is lisha now that is done in the Beis HaMikdash. Is it true that the kahanim do the lisha? B'yoksir, the pasuk says, v'ayotzek ole ha-shemen. They pour the shemen on top of the mincha, v'yaviya el ha-kohen, then they bring it to the kohen. So we darshin mikemitza v'eloch mitzvas kuna. You know when a kohen has to handle the mincha. When do we need a kohen to do the menachis? Only from kemitza. The Torah like Rashi says even by a minchas mafatana, which means first you go and bake the challah, you make the matzah, you put mamish the oil into the flour and you bake it, and then you post sois to pitim. Then you chop it down into small pieces. And then you first pour oil the second time, and then the kohen first comes to make a kemitzah. He takes a handful of this chopped down matzahs. So the kasher is, when do we need a kohen? Only from the kemitzah v'elech, when the kohen comes to make the kemitzah. But before that, and even a zar, a yisrael could do it. So b'shas they baked the bread, the mincha at the beginning, it was done by Yisrael. So limud, we learn from this pasuk, al yitziko b'lila shekshera b'chol adam. Even pouring the oil and mixing up the oil into the matzah that was already baked, even a Yisrael could do that. Now when do we need a kohen? After you pour the oil into the bread, into the matzah. Now to make the kemitzah, the kohen makes the kemitzah. So the chur kasher is then even lisha, who does lisha? Even a Yisrael does lisha. So b'zoi, why is it mut to do with the poishrim? Why aren't we afraid maybe we come with a chometz? The teretz is, lisha nehi debiz reason leisa, it's true. You don't have to have Kohanim to do the Lisha. Or Yisrael is also allowed to do the Lisha by a Mincha. But Akoponim, it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. They made the Lisha, they needed the dough to make the matzis for Mincha, was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, since the Kohanim was watching the Yisrael do it, they would tell them exactly, bake it fast, make sure it doesn't come with a chometz. The Yom HaMar, we learn, Belilog Shera Bazar. Mixing it up is kosher with the Zar. You don't need a kohen. Even Yisrael can mix it up. But if you take the mincha outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Azara, it becomes possible. So you see clearly what? That the mincha has to be the Lisha, even though it's kosher with the Yisrael, but it has to dafka be done in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Leafuke Lesisa, Mashenken, cleaning off the wheat, the end of his reason. You do not have to have a kohen to clean off the wheat, for Leib Mokim's reason, and it's not even done inside the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to clean off the wheat before you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why the Rabbanan said, you're not supposed to clean off the wheat with wash it off with water. Because since it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash by Yisrael, we're afraid he won't watch it, and the Kama Dechimitz. So therefore, the Sisa that's done with the Yisrael outside the Beis HaMikdash, we don't let him do it. Mashenkin delisha, the mixing the water into the dough, even though using poishrim lukewarm water, it's mutter because it's done in the base of Migdish. So I call upon the Kahanim, watch it and make sure you do a good job.
Yeah.
So the Gemara, umay shino mi mincha soiner. Why is a regular mincha different than mincha soiner? The Tanya we learned by the mincha soiner, mincha soiner loises in oisa, they used to take a first wash off the soirim. A mincha soiner, that was brought from soirim. And they used to first wash it off first, and then betzoyven oisa. Then they would gather it together so that the water should drop, come off it. But I call upon them the mincha soiner, here they were allowed to make loisesin. They were allowed to even wash off the barley before they used it. Is the question why? We're saying before, by regular mincha, you're not allowed to first wash off the wheat. And the Gemara Teretz is, tzibur shani, a mincha soiner is a korban tzibur. It's brought by bezdin. Therefore, then nizur to watch everything. Like Rashi said, the first big line, tzibur shani, mincha soiner korban tzibhi. This is called the korban tzibur. V'chol asokin shalom nasen api bezdin. Anything that's done there is done api bezdin. Ksirosa v'hivuv shalom. Everything is done by Bezdin, or there's reason who. And therefore, Bezdin takes good care of it. So only the Mincha Soimer, that's a Korban Tzibur. For the regular Mincha, that's not a Mincha Tzibur, just the regular private Yisrael that brings it, they were afraid to let him do the Lesisa, because since it could be done outside the Beis HaMikdash, we're afraid he won't be Makbet to make sure it doesn't come with Echimitz. Yeah. I would think if you have a flour that's bikurim, in other words, you brought the wheat to the kohen to give it to him, b'taras bikurim, that's the first wheat that grew from the shivas taminim that grows in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to give bikurim. You take off your first fruit, or here it's wheat that grew, and you give it to the kohen. So the kohen has bikurim. Now, the kohen's allowed to eat bikurim. Now, I would think, what, that a kohen that has wheat, that's bikurim, can make it into matzah, and v'yaitzeh mitzvah matzah with his bikurim. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says no. The Pasuk says, b'chol moshvaseichem toichlu matzis. You have to have matzah that you could eat any place. Any place you want, you could eat the matzah. We dashin matzah nechelas b'chol moshvaseichem. A type of a matzah that you're allowed to eat any place in Eretz Yisrael. Yotzu bikurim. Ma'ashen kein tfuah that was given to the kohen, v'taras bikurim, shein necholem b'chol moshvaseichem, ela b'Yerushalayim. The halacha is bikurim, the kohen is only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So therefore, since if you make matzah out of bikurim, you're not allowed to eat this matzah any place, only in Yerushalayim, you're not yoytzeh mitzvahs matzah. Because matzah, the pasuk says, b'chol moshvaseichem teichle matzahs. You have to be able to eat this matzah any place you want. Ma'ashen kein bikurim is only in Yerushalayim, you're not yoytzeh. This is the way Rabbi Yosef Glili dashes the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva says a different drasha. He holds it's a hekish matzah moru. The pasuk is makis. Rashi says al matzah umrorim yechluhu. The pasuk says you're supposed to eat matzah and moru together. Is ma moru just like moru? Shein and bikurim. Moru is made out of herbs that you don't bring bikurim. Bikurim you only bring from the zayin haminim. That's be one of the shivas haminim. There's no shivas haminim. That's moru. Therefore, moru cannot be brought for bikurim. Is af matzah the same thing when you want to be yotze mitzvah matzah? Sheini bikurim. It can only be matzah. That's not bikurim. That's the way Rabbi Kiva makes this drasha. Or this limud that you're not yotze with matzah bikurim. For the Gemara, if this is true, ima moru shein b'mina bikurim. I'll tell you, maybe moru is only such. It's a min. These are what we use for moru that you cannot bring bikurim at all from it. So maybe af matzah, the same thing, when you want to make flour, and you want to make matzah out of your flour, you know what type of flour you have to use, maybe. Davka shein v'mina bikurim. Only a type of a flour that you cannot bring it at all for bikurim. Oitzi chitim. So then I'll